Welcome to MadTech Daily, your go-to podcast for the latest in media, advertising, and technology. I'm your host, Dot, and today we have a jam-packed episode featuring some big headlines with some even bigger numbers. First up, let's talk about NBC Universal breaking records with their Olympic ad spend for the 2024 Paris Games. Comcast-backed NBC Universal, which had U.S. rights to the Olympics for over 30 years, is projected to exceed a whopping $1.25 billion in ad revenue. This eclipses the $1.2 billion spent on the Tokyo Games. All events are available through the Peacock platform, which has been heavily promoted by other NBCU outlets. Peacock's marketing push has doubled their digital ad revenue compared to Tokyo. Quite the feat. Next, let's look at Microsoft. The tech giant reported a solid 15% year-over-year revenue increase. However, they slightly missed the mark for their Azure cloud services, with growth of 29% instead of the expected 30 to 31%. Elsewhere, Microsoft's recent global tech outages have caused some turbulence, leading to financial losses across various industries. Meanwhile, Microsoft continues to solidify its stronghold in the AI industry through continuous investment in OpenAI, although questions have arisen about whether this will yield the revenue boosts hoped for. And finally, turning our attention to Europe, Spain has slapped Booking.com with a 413 million euro fine, equivalent to over 348 million pounds. Following an investigation that started in 2022, Spain's competition authority, the CNMC, concluded that Booking.com has abused its dominant market position over the past 5 years. The online travel agency imposed unfair commercial conditions on hotels, effectively squashing competition. During the investigation period, Booking.com's market share for online booking intermediation services to hotels and Spain fluctuated between 70% and 90%. Those are some hefty numbers, indicative of some serious market control. That wraps up today's highlights. Thanks for tuning in to MadTech Daily. Don't forget to check out ExchangeWire for a look into what some of the judges are thinking in the run-up to the Wires Awards later this year, as well as a Trader Talk TV with Rob McLaughlin on the importance of first-party data activation. I'm Dot, and I'll catch you in the next episode with more updates from the world of ad tech. Until then, stay curious and stay informed.